Welcome to Every Great Adventure Begins as a Dream. I'm your host, Donna, a baby boomer and somewhere in the vicinity of a senior citizen. Although I've traveled a lot, there's still a lot of world out there for me to see. Since I'm not getting any younger, I've got to keep going to see as much as I can before I can't. So let's dream together and plan your next great adventure. Today's adventure, COVID-19 and returning to travel. With summer essentially here and the COVID vaccine rollout going strong here in the U.S., everyone seems to be just itching to travel. I get it, I am too. But we need to face the reality that it's going to be quite a while before things really do return to normal. Based on what I'm hearing and reading, travel planning is going to take a bit more effort for quite some time. I heard a news report the other day that only about 4% of the population of Japan is fully vaccinated, which really surprised me. Based on what I've been hearing, I thought the United States was lagging behind many other countries in vaccination rates. So I did some digging and stumbled upon a most interesting website. It's called ourworldindata.org. I'll put a link in the show notes. This website has tons of data about countries on a wide variety of topics, from pollution to poverty to food and agriculture. At any rate, I ended up looking at the data about the progress countries are making in vaccinations against COVID-19. I was absolutely gobsmacked at what I found. Even though the United States is currently just under 42%, there are only three countries with a higher percentage of their population that have been fully vaccinated. Israel at 59%, Bahrain at 49%, and Chile at 44%. The UK comes in at 41%, with the EU as a whole at only 21%. Mexico is only 11% fully vaccinated. None of the islands in the Caribbean come in at more than 24%, and most are at a much lower rate. Probably the most surprising number was Canada at only 8%. The information can seem a bit confusing as each country voluntarily sends their data to this organization. If the country doesn't send it in, then it's not included in the database, but at least it gives us some idea. So what does this mean to us as travelers? First of all, I would say get vaccinated if you want to travel. You just have to take it in stride. It's just a preventative action like any other immunization. I wouldn't be surprised to see some countries make the COVID vaccination a requirement of entry, at least for the next year or so. If it's made a requirement of entry, that means immigration checkpoints will most likely become longer, as that will be one more thing the officers must check upon entry. At this point, I've not heard anything about how the vaccination data will affect those of us who are registered in the Global Entry Program. Right now, some cruise lines are saying only vaccinated passengers will be allowed to board their ships. This doesn't apply to children who are not yet eligible for vaccination. Currently, the CDC guideline, which the ships are required to follow for sailings that originate in the U.S., seem to be changing almost daily. Hopefully, the frequency of rule changes will slow a bit once the ships actually begin sailing. Let's just say if you have a cruise planned, keep an eye on the requirements and be prepared for changes. It will be your responsibility to make sure you meet all the requirements before you arrive at the port of embarkation. One other thing regarding cruises, don't be at all surprised if itineraries are changed, even at the last minute. If a large outbreak occurs at or near a port of call, the country may deny the ship the ability to disembark passengers, or the cruise line may decide to go to a different port of call instead. Now, if you've taken the time to read the terms and conditions of your cruise passage, you already know the cruise line can do this at any time without any form of compensation to passengers. This is just a part of the standard cruise contract, and when you purchase a cruise, you automatically agree to it. Don't forget that each country visited will have its own set of rules. That includes restrictions on shore excursions and the wearing of masks. Flexibility will be required, at least in the short term. Air travel will have another set of issues. Masks will most likely be required for quite some time. I'm not really sure this is a bad thing. I was already tired of catching a cold every time I flew. I've reached the point that when I get to my seat, I use a sanitizing wipe on the arms of the chair, the seat back tray, and if seated at a window, the wall and window covering next to me. Any place I routinely touch, I clean. If Lysol came in a pump spray bottle, I'd take that to spray the seat as well. I'm disheartened that flight attendants are now required to be the mask police. I understand that it's part of their job, but they simply should not be put in the position of having to take abuse for enforcing the rules. Be nice to your flight attendants. Remember, a little kindness goes a long way. Don't forget, you'll have to provide proof that you meet any requirements of the destination to which you're traveling before you board the plane. Don't think you're going to sneak by. Keep abreast of the requirements for your destination before your trip and be prepared to provide the required documentation at the airport. Some destinations require you to have a COVID test with a negative result before you're allowed to board the plane. TSA is going to be another source of a bottleneck. Check the TSA wait times at your airport, and don't just wait until the day you're traveling. Check the day before at the time you think you'll be going through the TSA checkpoint. This will give you a good idea of what the typical wait time will be for you. If you'd like, there is the MyTSA app, which will provide you with current and historical information about wait times for TSA screening at the airport. One big change in the TSA screening is that each person can now carry a bottle of hand sanitizer up to 12 ounces with them on the plane. This is in addition to the multiple 3.4-ounce 100 milliliter items that you can place in a 1-quart resealable bag. You'll need to have this item available for screening at the TSA checkpoint. My guess is that this exception will eventually be rescinded, so double check before you start packing for your next flight. Traveling on trains, buses, and subways will be another entirely different animal. Be aware that the rules and regulations will change on these modes of transport as well. Be prepared to have a mask at the ready. I doubt we'll see this requirement relaxed anytime soon. One good thing that came out of the global pandemic is that Eurail passes may now be purchased and used via a mobile app. No more paper tickets to lose. I think we'll see touchless travel become more the norm as a result of this pandemic. I'm not sure how much change we'll see in the hotel industry. My guess would be quite a bit. This industry, like most of the hospitality industry, has suffered a huge economic loss during the pandemic. I, like many people, have not been to a hotel in the past year and a half. As hotels start to reopen, I'm sure they will experience the same difficulties in finding staff as other industries, not to mention that they will most likely continue with increased cleaning requirements long after the rest of the world returns to normalcy. The hotel industry is a difficult business in the best of times, and it's not going to get any easier after this pandemic. Once again, much of this episode is simply my opinion. I feel confident in saying that we'll see many changes in travel over the next year or so. Remember, be prepared for frequent rule changes. Relax and go with the flow when the inevitable changes occur. Be understanding of and kind to others, especially those who are placed in the position of enforcing the rules. Most importantly, be patient. And actually, when you think about it, these are things travelers should be doing all the time. Okay, folks, I need your help. If you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, you know I like to talk about just about anything to do with travel. So I'd love to hear your suggestions, topics that you'd like to hear about. Just pop me an email and let me know. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and if you did, be sure to share it with a friend. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. For more inspiration, visit my website, everygreatadventure.com, where you can also read my blog and see my travel photos. You'll find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Every Great Adventure. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. My address, donna@everygreatadventure.com. So until next time, keep dreaming of your next great adventure.